The first morning of the convention included tales told by police who were there for the Orlando Pulse nightclub and Dallas police officer ambush shootings. Those representing Dallas police and fire also spoke of the need to improve collaboration among their agencies and emergency medical services, who are also at risk in many active shooter situations. Dallas Fire Chief David Coatney recalled an incident in his city last month, during which an EMS member who was on scene to assist a shooting victim was also shot.
Well, I think from the fire side, certainly, you know, we have staging procedures in place. Depending upon what the risk and threat is, we'll stage until law enforcement gets on the scene. Obviously, it depends upon what the credible threat is and the officer's assessment of the scene as far as scene safety. It doesn't do us any good for us to get injured and then we become part more of the problem rather than the solution.
Police leaders admit they'll never be able to fully prevent active shooting or terror attacks. One of the challenges is trying to prepare for the various ways attackers carry out their deeds. Robert Anzueto is deputy police chief in Orlando.
It is a challenge, and I wish I had the ultimate solution, but it takes conferences like this to get people together to come up with solutions as a whole to attack these issues. I wish I could say here's a piece of paper with an operational plan to deal with this, and unfortunately we just don't have that.
Anzueto says the public needs to remain vigilant. As police have stated before, if you see something suspicious, speak up. The conference continues through Thursday. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.